All right, boys and girls, cats and dogs, men and women, it's your boy, Sir Earl, coming into you live again. This is episode number 104. Today is Saturday, March 6th. I wanted to say happy birthday to a good friend that tunes in to the station. Good friend of the family, David Coleman. Today is his birthday. Not really sure how old he makes, but he'll let us know. He normally tunes in to the podcast. He's working now with us on an internship as a trainer. And based on his personality and the love that he has for this, I expect him to be, in years to come, just one of the absolute best. Which, you know, look out for him. Named David Coleman. He's going to be really good. Good guy. So I just want to say a happy birthday to him. You know, every birthday we get is a blessing from God. So he's a good guy. Stopped past the house last Sunday. And, you know, good time, good guy. What I wanted to do today, I did a podcast last week called I Don't Understand Your Language. It was a podcast that talked about the difference between the way women talk and what men understand. It's like, you know, you say one thing. It was funny because the same lady that, same client that inspired me to do the podcast last week, all my podcasts are live. So, they're never scripted. If you're looking to learn more about chicken breast and all that type of shit from fitness, I talk about it not often. More so, I talk about life. It's a lot of fun. David's on here now, so happy birthday, bro. So I talk about life. So this was inspired by her last week. She, it's funny because I don't care as a female or male. There was a book a long time ago, I mentioned it last week, it's called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. It talks about the differences between the genders. And I don't care if you're black, white, blue, green, or purple, polka dot. Certain women have certain tendencies, men have certain tendencies, okay? So the name of this podcast today is going to be centered around, the title is going to be Happy Wife, Happy Life. As most guys know that's been married for a while, that has been in relationships for a while, the happier she is, the happier you'll be, the more smoother things go. What people don't know, it's the small things. They can do things that irritate the shit out of us, just like we can do things that irritate the shit out of them. So what I've learned is that through time you learn to decipher, like I've told her and I tell all women, men, we are logical beings. You have to tell us direct. We don't catch on to hints at all. I can remember one time buying Chie a dress. I think it was around Christmas. And I bought her this dress, nice dress, beautiful. Spent a lot of money on the dress. So I take it home. I give it to her. Someone told me to keep the receipts. And she looked at it and she said, that's nice, you know, right away. I know something is wrong. Okay, what's wrong? Well, I don't spend that much money on my clothes. I could have bought 6 outfits for that, right? So I said, okay, well, the receipts are in there. Take it back, get your outfits, and, you know, we're cool, you know? So that's what she did. Came back with 6 outfits. That's to tell you how much money I spent on it. But ever since that day, and that was probably about 10 years ago, maybe even more, I have never tried to buy her anything again. She'll, you know, people will say, oh, women will say, oh, that's not so romantic. You should have, you know, known. Well, do you want romantic or do you want what you want? You know, I think it's very romantic and very, very satisfying for you to, whatever it is, get exactly what you want. We're guessing on it. I mean, we know you, but not like that. It's better for me. Take the debit card. I'll pay for it. go buy what you want. You get what you want. Don't spend, you know, a certain amount of money you can spend. And everybody's happy. I don't have to go to them tomorrow. I don't have to hear that wasn't good. You know, it was not what I wanted. You spent too much. I don't have to hear any of that shit. So it's fine with me, fine with her. She gets what she wants. So happy wife, happy life, as I said. Lately, it's funny because over the past maybe couple of weeks, one of the things she told me, we have this water filter that we keep in our refrigerator. So I drink a lot of Crystal Light, a lot of water, whatever. And so the filter is always empty because you got to pour water in, it'll filter it, then you can got a tap, you can drink out of it. So it's always empty because we drink to it. Me and my son, we drink till it's gone, and then that's that. It was pissing her off. So her thing, she told me, she said, look, when you see this thing empty, fill it up. So lately, I fill it up, and I always will fill it up. When I go past, if it's low, I fill it up. This happened about maybe 2 weeks ago. She's been happy as a pig and shit because I fill up the water filter. Now, that enables me to, you know, if I want to watch TV, if I want a meal, you know, if I want to get some sex, it's she's happy. So whatever I need to make me happy, she's willing to do it. So, you know, how hard is it? How long does it take? But as guys, I know when I was younger, when I was in my 20s, 30s, and 40s, I was married for 12 years. I'm going to fight you at every turn because I wasn't the last one using it. I shouldn't have to fill it up, blah, 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 blah. Well, at the end of the day, she's still pissed off and she still ain't trying to do what you want her to do. So I learned over the years. Fill it up. Do the simple thing. The thing, the simpler, the easier, the more things go along smoothly. Women, that's what make them happy. I run through this scenario. This is a kind of make you happy scenario. Happy life, happy wife, happy life. Guys, email me. Women, email me or tell me, have you been through this? I'm quite sure you have. The email is itsmyworld1podcast@gmail.com. You're riding in the car, okay? You're out doing whatever you do, running errands. You're hungry, okay? You ask her, what do you want to eat? It doesn't matter. You know, whatever you want to eat, I'll eat. Okay, well, we're going to swing past this Burger King. First thing she'll say, well, I don't really like Burger King. But you just told me you didn't care. Well, I'm going to go over here to Panda Express. I say, Panda Express is 5 miles from here. I'm not getting food at two different places. We make the sacrifice to even offer. We'll eat where you eat. Okay, whatever you want, I'll find something on that menu that can satisfy me. So that's the secret to not arguing about what y'all gonna eat. Okay, took me a while to figure that out. You know, but it's just, I've talked to a lot of my male clients and they all go through the same thing. It's like your indecisiveness, you just said it didn't matter. Okay, fine. So I came up with an idea because it's what I wanted. Well, then again, you don't want that, but you just told me it didn't matter. So did it not matter, or did you already have in mind what you wanted to eat, but you just didn't want to say nothing? Okay. We'll go. Now I've learned, if I'm hungry, the first thing I say, whether you want to go to get some food, I'm going to eat from where you go. We're not going to two different places. Another thing, you know, so y'all email me and tell me if you've been through that. Hit me on Facebook, email, whatever. Another thing. This happened last night. You go to a restaurant. She gets the menu. Now, we pretty much go to the same restaurants all the time. Women look at menus like they shop, okay? when they're shopping, the first outfit that they find that they like, They give it to the person at the counter, and then they look in 500 other damn stores in the mall to make sure that that's exactly what they want. So you get the outfit, you spend 4 more hours looking at stuff that you don't want to come back to get the original one. Why don't you just get the original one and we leave out? Too much like, right, we think different ways. So men are from Mars, women are from Venus. So, you know, I've learned one thing from that. I don't go shopping with her. You know what I mean? I don't wait in the car. I don't go to the mall. I don't do none of this stuff. You want to go shopping? Go shopping. I'll be here doing whatever I do. Watch TV, working, you know, any of that. I'm doing anything here besides going to the mall with you. Okay? That's nothing. So the original thing that I was talking about was you go someplace, a restaurant, you sit down, there's a menu. Okay, why do you want to look at every damn thing on the menu, whether you want that or not? You know what I mean? Or I just want to make sure it wasn't something I was missing. You can't be missing it if you get what you want. You know what I mean? I go to a restaurant, I want steak. Okay, I'm only looking in the section for steaks to see which steak I can get. Most of the time, we're at the restaurants that we routinely go to, so I already know, okay? Get me a ribeye, get me a strip, get me a sirloin, whatever. I already know. I'm not looking at the fish menu. I'm not looking at the chicken menu. You know, I already know. I have a taste for steak. I'm only looking at the section that tells me about the steaks, okay? So, after they go over the whole menu, they decide the first thing that they looked at, that's what they want, okay? Now, they eat half that, ask for a box, put in a box, take it home, and then they commence eating off your plate, okay? Well, and their reasoning is, your food looks so much better. Well, if my food looks so much better, why didn't you order what I ordered? And you would have had your own, because we had plans, men. We had plans for all our food, the fry, everything. We wanted it all. We ain't taking no box. We eating it all right then and there. So these little things are, you know, the solution is deal with, learn how to deal with it, because they're not gonna change. So once again, happy wife, happy life. If you do the small dumb shit that you don't want to do without arguing, without complaining, I learned a lesson very long time ago because I was raised with a single parent, my mom. And my mom told me, she said, take the garbage out. So I heated and hawed about taking the garbage out. She said, look, let me explain something to you. You not taking the garbage out is not an option. It's just a matter of how much pain I'm putting on your ass before you take that garbage out. So in that sense, I learned, just take it out, avoid all the nonsense. So this reason that I tell this story is that when you're dealing with women, just do it. Don't put up the argument. It ain't my job to do none of that. Just do it. You'll have happy wife, happy life. Because they are not, the only thing that they're going to do if you don't do it, they're just going to bitch and complain more. So do it, get it out the way, don't complain, do it with happiness. And once she's happy, everybody's happy. Happy wife, happy life. Kids happy, food happy, house clean, everything. So it's much easier. When I was younger, conform. I would argue, I would, you know, prove my point. It doesn't matter. You will apologize to her before she apologizes to you. And if you get mad, if y'all get mad on Monday, trust me, by the weekend when you want the companionship that she offers, meaning you want to get laid, you're going to apologize first because she ain't giving you nothing until you apologize. So you find yourself apologizing for a lot of shit that you really know that you wasn't wrong for. But it's not a matter of who's wrong. It's happy wife, happy life. When she's happy, everybody's happy. So all the dumb stuff that she want me to do, the only thing that I have told her, me and she have been together 18 years, don't throw me hints. Tell me what you want me to do. Women are good at that. if you're younger and you're in a newer relationship, you're going to get that a lot. They're going to throw hints. Now, when you don't catch the hints because it's me and we're not that bright, when you don't catch on to the hints, then they really pissed off. I told you. They said, I told you. No, you didn't. Well, I said this. Well, that ain't telling me to take out the garbage. You just said the garbage stink. Didn't stink to me. They're pissed off already, you know, because you should have known what she meant. Not she tell you what she meant. You should have known what she meant. We don't. I told you that a long time. I have no freaking clue what you mean when you throw hints. Tell me what you want to do. Like a little while ago, you told me when the water purifier, water filter is low. Okay. She didn't say if you are the last one using this low. She said, if you open the refrigerator and it's low, fill it up. Simple. Okay. I got my marching orders. I open the refrigerator. It's low. I wouldn't give a damn if I drank it or not. I'm going to fill it up. And today was a classic example. She came. She was happy. She was smiling. You know, if you want anything special for breakfast, I was getting a good treatment. That's what you want. All right, fellas. So I hope somebody learns a lesson from this. My nephew's on here. Food is one thing. Clothes shopping with women is the devil. That's why I don't go to the mall. If you'd have heard the podcast earlier, I do not go to the freaking mall because they shop. They will look at the first outfit, put it up, and they will shop for 5 more goddamn hours of everything that they don't want. They just want to make sure ain't nothing else in that mall. I don't shop. Men don't shop like that. We go in, we want a black pair of pants, we get a black pair of pants, and we leave the fuck out of there. So, to my nephew, I don't go shopping. I ain't waiting in the mall. I ain't waiting in the car. I'm not going in the mall. I ain't doing none of that. I'll be at home when you get done. Take the card, spend what you need to spend. Don't go over this limit, and we all happy. I ain't going. What you need to do as far as clothes shopping, you know, young men just getting into it. I ain't fucking going, period. Now, if you want to get mad, get mad. I ain't going. You know, and pretty soon they get used to it. So they're happier because you're not there bitching and cutting their time short, making their time not enjoyable. So for both of us to win, I don't get freaking stressed out and pissed because you're taking all day and you could take your time and do your shopping. I'm at home. Whatever it is I want to do at home, I'm doing at home. So that's the way both of y'all win. So try it. You know, that might be mad in the beginning, but stick by your guns. I ain't going no goddamn mall. It ain't happening. So until next week, like I say, I try to have fun with this podcast. I try to answer questions. We get a lot of views. If you have any specific questions or anything like that, just email me, put it on Facebook, whatever, and I will get to them. Other than that, I just flow with like the young people call it freestyle. I freestyle my thing. So, you know, that's what I do with my podcast. I just, whatever tickles my fancy and whatever is the latest topic on my mind, that's what I do. So, until next week, this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out here. I'm telling the fellas, man, hang in there, fellas. Hang in there. Peace.